To glow in the dark.
Glow in the dark. Glow in the dark.
This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordia. The adventures of Alibi Jones continue on Glow in the Dark Radio. Science fiction in the not too distant future, in the 2130s, as humankind sets out into the stars. Alibi Jones is trying to rescue two of his friends. They're held on the planet Kismet by the crime lord Rene Lavalour. He's got his ex-girlfriend, Katie. He's rescued her, or at least has her with him. And now they and bounty hunter Brady Thomas are going to try to free Kit, the Darkur. Then they'll have to head for the spaceport and Thomas's ship, with a stop along the way to cleanse the killbots from both Katie and Kit's bloodstreams. Those are there designed to keep them from leaving Kismet. There's a lot of moving parts to Alibi's escape plan. We'll see if he can free Kit and keep his plans in motion in Chapter 25 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her, coming up on this episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. Once again, I'm Mike Luoma, your writer and reader. You can find my stuff online at glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter after their.com/MikeLuoma, MikeLuoma. Instagram, I'm Glow in the Dark Radio. I also have a mailing list you can sign up for. You can do that at any of my sites and in the sidebar on the blog, too. I usually send it out about once a month to keep you up to date on what I've got coming out as far as books and podcasts and comics and all the rest. Well, this week was quite a week. I don't mind telling you. It's a kind of a crazy week. And as a result, you're going to see a lot more music stuff tied into Glow in the Dark Radio right now. That's because I lost my radio gig this week. Let go after 8 years through no fault of my own. Man, radio is a brutal business. It's a brutal fucking business. So I'm maintaining a presence in music by ramping up the sort of dormant music side of Glow in the Dark Radio. I've got playlists and experiments in music podcasting using Anchor going on. So that's now all at glowinthedarkradio.com as well. And I'm blogging more about music too. So that's why there's more of a music presence. But man, yeah, pretty brutal being let go this way. No loyalty or humanity, really. Jeez. Kind of a shameful way to treat people. Dedicated people. But, you know, I'm going to move on. Find my next horizon. You know, all that said, it would be a great time to buy my books. I'm just saying, if you've had any thought to maybe pick any up, now would be a great time. And very helpful. So, thank you. Before the traumatic events of midweek, it had been a pretty good week. Nice time at the Green Mountain Comic Expo last weekend, but yeah, it all kind of, you know, sort of goes away. It's, I don't know, the job cuts deep and it makes it hard to focus and concentrate on the fun stuff. Still have fun stuff for you, though. Chapter 25 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her is up next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Tired of your everyday commute? Wish you knew what movies to watch? We offer you Flash Pulp! 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evenings with goodies every Sunday with 3-Day Fish, who is always listening.
Now here's Chapter 25 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her on Glow in the Dark Radio. When do you think they'll let Kit loose? Alibi asks. My stomach's rumbling. You got anything to eat on your ship, Thomas?
Standard shipboard rations. Nothing to get excited about, Brady Thomas answers. Don't think about it too much, kid. Still have no idea when we'll see your Dakur friend.
Alibi, Katie, and Thomas climbed a tree next to the concourse leading from the city's outer walk to the exercise yard, and then got up on top of the boxy, man-made snake of a passage made of an opaque, dark composite material. They walked atop the concourse to the end above the exercise yard, their current perch, where they now wait for Kit and his captors to appear. Are you sure that'll work? Katie asks, nodding at the tube in Thomas's hands.
It's an old, old weapon, girl. Classic pea shooter. Spit dart. Call it what you want, he muses, holding it up. Works well. Just gotta be sure you put your mouth up to the right end. Oh, and be sure to exhale, never inhale.
He smiles.
You know, with my perfectly weighted darts tipped with insta-kill, it's a classic perfected.
Thomas chuckles, amusing himself.
We're hiding in the bush. We're gonna whack the Dakur's guards. They used to call this bushwhacking,
Thomas says, still riffing.
Shh, Alibi warns the others. They hear sounds beneath them.
Kit and his guards have appeared in the doorway below. Kit enters the yard and somersaults across the bare dirt. Coming to rest on the other side of the yard, he begins to stretch out his arms, rolling his head along with the stretch. He rises up onto his feet and begins a Dakur stretching discipline routine, somewhat akin to human martial arts. Two guards are with Kit. They're still standing in the doorway below Alibi, Thomas, and Katie, just out of sight and out of range of Thomas's pea shooter.
Come on, Thomas whispers. Step out.
Kit continues his contortions across the yard from them. The guards remain below them, inaccessible. Alibi, Katie, and Thomas wait. And wait. Alibi begins to worry.
What if they never come out of there?
Alibi wishes he could make the men below him move with his mind.
Come on, walk out into the yard.
Finally, one of the guards calls over to Kit.
Time's almost up, Kit.
Kit seems to ignore the guard, continuing with his exercise. The shouting guard walks out from underneath them as he enters the yard to call to Kit again.
Whoosh!
Brady Thomas shoots a slim dart. The guard grabs at the back of his neck where the dart hits, as if swatting at a bug.
Kit, time's up!
The guard crumbles into a heap on the ground. The second guard comes running out to his friend.
Whoosh! Missed.
Brady Thomas curses as he reloads.
Damn!
The second guard turns at the sound.
Whoosh!
The dart ticks him in the right eye. He falls on top of the first guard. Kit walks over, looking up at them.
Took you long enough, Kit purrs.
You were no help, Alibi retorts. Come on, jump up. We're getting you out of here. I promised your father.
I care little for your promises. And I must wonder at my father's choice in allies, Kit says.
Alibi scowls. Kit is deliberately not looking at him.
Before you get up here, toss up those guards' guns, Thomas calls to Kit.
The Dakur paws at the corpses and removes the two weapons. He hands them up to Thomas, who leans over the edge to gather them. Then Kit draws down on his haunches and, springing, launches himself up onto the top of the doorway, next to his three would-be rescuers. Thomas keeps one gun for himself and hands Alibi the other.
No offense to you other two, Thomas says. But you both probably have killbots in your blood. Makes you unreliable.
Which reminds me. Thomas digs in his jumper pocket and pulls out the other silver canister. He hands it to Kit.
You're gonna need this later. It'll flush the dead bots out of your system after we run you through the tannin booth sort of machine.
Thank you, Kit says.
He still refuses to look at Alibi. Alibi circles around to make the Catman face him.
Come on, Kit! Stop being like this! I'm your friend! Alibi demands.
You are not my friend. I am not your friend. I do not want your help, Kit says.
Jeesh! Thomas exclaims. Don't have to be friends. And I don't care if you want help or not, Kit. You're getting it. Just gotta stick together long enough to get out of here. and get you back to your father, he says. Then we get paid, and you two can kill each other or whatever.
Mercenary, Kit observes.
Man's gotta make a living. I'm no fool, Thomas laughs.
Alibi, already angry, turns and snaps at him.
What are you laughing at? You! Look at you, Mr. Rescuer. You got a girl who doesn't want you or your help, and an alien friend who says he ain't your friend and doesn't want your help neither. So I gotta wonder. What the hell, kid?
Damn, look, I'm trying, okay? Alibi protests. Can we get going now?
Sure, kid, Brady Thomas answers him.
Why don't you lead the way?
The four of them jump down from their perch and make their way back on the path to the place where Alibi, Brady, and Katie left the hover car. Alibi has his hand on the car's door when a familiar and unwelcome voice calls out to him from behind.
Alibi Jones, you are a very stupid man, and soon you'll be a very dead one.
Peterson. Alibi is facing the hover car, gun in his hand. He knows Peterson is somewhere behind him.
Wish I had eyes in the back of my head.
He hears shuffling noises.
Sounds like more of Peterson's men. Must have been hiding in the trees.
Shit, Brady says softly. Sorry, kid. Looks like they found us.
Drop the gun, Peterson says to Alibi. You too, old man.
Who you calling old?
Alibi catches movement out of the corner of his eye, a reflection in the hover car window. Peterson. Looks like he's moving closer. Slowly.
You, ya fool, Peterson says to Thomas. No fool, like an old fool. We've worked with you before, Thomas. You've been a welcome guest here on Kismet. Why'd you have to go get messed up with a persona non grata, like Jones?
From where Alibi stands, looking at the reflection in the hover car window, it looks like Peterson's head is turned so he can talk to Thomas.
Now or never.
Alibi whips around, bringing the gun up and firing at the place Peterson should be as he does.
Flash!
The violent beam blasts from the front of Alibi's power rifle and slices crackling through the air to cut up and through the torso of Peterson. Peterson's head, shoulders, and right arm slide down off the rest of his body, sliced off by the beam. They hit the dirt with a wet thud. Alibi can't spare the time to watch his handiwork. A small part of his mind quickly registers the fact he's hit his mark as he turns and blasts one of Peterson's men standing next to Katie.
Flash!
The man falls, a smoking hole cut through him. Alibi spins to blast another of Peterson's men, this one advancing on Brady Thomas, as the old man stoops to grab back up the rifle he dropped on Peterson's command.
Flash!
Peterson's thug goes down in a smoking heap next to Thomas.
Look out, Alibi!
Thomas shouts at him. Thomas stands back up and returns Alibi's favor, firing to Alibi's left side, past the hover car.
Flash!
Oh!
Another gun-toting henchman of Peterson's drops, one sneaking around to come up behind Alibi. Luckily, Thomas spotted him first.
Flash!
Alibi fires and takes out a third minion. There are three more, and they begin to fire as they come to their senses after the shock and surprise.
Flash! Flash! Flash!
Alibi dives to the ground next to the hover car. Lying on the ground, he holds the rifle over his head as he rolls under the hover car. He rolls out the other side and into a prickly bush.
Ow!
He yells involuntarily.
Flash! Flash!
Energy beams bolt past Alibi's position, but don't connect with either him or the hover car. Alibi gets up into a crouch and readies his rifle to fire.
Flash!
Thomas fires and hits one of the men in the head, which dissolves.
Damn, kid! These energy rifles of Lava Lores are pretty nasty, Thomas exclaims.
Alibi rises and brings his rifle up over the top of the hover car.
Flash!
The upper torso of the man he hit disappears, blasted off and falling behind him. Alibi looks around from his relative cover behind the hover car. He doesn't see any more of Peterson's men.
They could be hiding in the trees.
Alibi scans the trees. As he looks for targets, Katie crawls on all fours around the hover car to join him. She's grabbed a gun from one of the fallen men. She takes a position next to Alibi. Brady Thomas stands with his rifle at ready on the other side of the car. Kit is nowhere to be seen. Where did Kit go? Alibi asks. A voice cries out, but ends in a gurgle. Kit then reappears. There is blood on his fur.
We should go. Now, Kit says with quiet urgency.
Right, Alibi agrees. The Catman's words jolt him into action. Alibi opens the hover car's door and climbs in front on the passenger side. Brady Thomas gets in next to Alibi to drive. Katie and Kit climb in the back.
Strap in, folks! It's gonna be a bumpy ride!
Thomas calls out. He punches the control panel, and the hover car lifts higher off the ground. The car's rear end dips down as he points the front up and hits the accelerator.
Yeah!
Thomas lets out a whoop as the hover car jumps into the kismet sky. Brady leads the hover car up in an arc around the outside landward edge of the city.
Gotta hope no one was monitoring through Peterson back there, Thomas says as he drives.
Monitoring through? Alibi asks.
Yeah, Thomas answers. Most of Lavalore's top men are wired up. Wetware, security monitors, the works.
But that's illegal, Alibi says.
Where? Not here, Thomas cracks back. This is Kismet, kid. If they were watching through Peterson's eyes, they know you're here. She's loose, and with you. And so is the furry guy. Shit. Worst of all, they know I'm with you, Brady sighs. So let's hope they haven't been watching us, huh? We'll know when we get to the port. If it's locked down, they know.
If it's locked down, Katie says, we're fucked.
That was Chapter 25 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Fucked indeed. Ah, Alibi, Katie, and Kit, back together again just like old time. Well, no. Because Katie's moved on and Kit is still hating on Alibi for being part of the death of his bride, so. Like Brady Thomas pointed out, Alibi's trying to help two folks who don't really seem to like him or want his help. Maybe this isn't going to work out so well. But at least Peterson is gone. We'll see if Alibi and Brady Thomas can get Kit and Katie off Kismet as Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her continues with Chapter 26 on our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. Again, please check out my books and buy them. Right now would be a good time. You can refer any cool jobs my way. Be glad to hear about them. That would be cool. And again, join me the next time around for Chapter 26 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her. Again, find my stuff at glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordio. And I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.